Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Wanted book by John Neiman is a compelling compendium of role models, created and presented in the style of the Old West Wanted posters. The book features a diverse group of singers, entertainers, activists, political leaders, sports heroes, and business visionaries, both historical and contemporary. Now, each artistic poster is paired with a short tribute, celebrating the individual's contribution to society, offering readers inspiration and admiration for their courage, innovation, and impact. John Neiman is a multifaceted creative force, a globally accomplished advertising creative director, celebrated music director, visionary chef, prolific author, and internationally exhibit artist. He's written over 30 books spanning multiple genres, including novels, short stories, poetry, and works that blend narrative with visual art. His career includes over 25 years as creative director at top advertising firms, followed by a transition into fine arts and writing. John's artwork has been exhibited around the world, and he continues to create from his home in Hastings on Hudson, New York, where he is also the proud father of five. We welcome back to This Week in America the multi-talented John Neiman. John, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here and talk about all of your works. Let's start with that. I said over 30 books. I think it's 35 now, to be exact. What inspired you to write 35 books across so many different genres and categories? And where do you get all this energy?
Well, I was in advertising for about 28 years, and I decided I needed to reinvent myself. You know, let's try something new.
Yes.
And I had written a couple books while in advertising, but from there I went, I thought, boy, I enjoy doing this. This is fun. And I also enjoy doing art. So I do art and writing. So if I get tired of one, I just do the other.
There aren't many people that do that. You're really sort of a trailblazer here. You're a standout figure in both the literary and art world. It's amazing the success that you've had in going back and forth between the two. What about all this creative energy? You've been doing this all of your life. Do you ever run out of ideas? I get the impression, no, you're constantly writing things down and pursuing different avenues.
I would say that's accurate, yes. I mean, occasionally I get tired, but mostly if I get tired, it's only for a month or two. And then I decide, okay, I gotta do something else. I either gotta do a painting or or start a book.
And you've got a number of directions you can go when you decide to get back at it. How do you balance the writing, the painting, all your creative work? Do you have a favorite, or does one inspire the other? How does that work in trying to satisfy all of these different hobbies, urges that you have?
I actually don't have a favorite. If I get tired of one, I do the other. And I generally, if I do one, it takes about 6 to 8 months that I will either paint landscapes or portraits, and I'll do that. Or I'll spend 6 to 8 months writing a book. And at the end of it, I'll go, boy, that was tiring. I think I need to change pace. And I've written that book. I got to do some artwork now. So that's the way it works. I do one, I get tired of it, then I do the other. Then I get tired of it and do the other.
Back with us on This Week in America, John Neiman, that's N-I-E-M-A-N. The book we're talking about, I mentioned here in a second, the Wanted book, that's the new one we're talking about during the course of the interview today. But really, I'm so impressed with John's career and all that he has been able to do. John's website, by the way, is John Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N, .GothamBooksInc.com. All that's on our website, and all of John's work you can find by Googling John, N-I-E-M-A-N. What advice would you give to young readers, people aspiring authors who want to explore writing or art, but they don't know where to begin? You did that successfully in both those areas, writing, literature, as well as art. How do you get started? What do you tell a young person who says, I want to do that, but how can I do that and get exposure and make a few bucks along the way?
Well, let's deal with books. Let's deal with writing.
Okay.
Think of the books that appeal to you, okay? And then what I do, and hopefully a young person could do the same thing, is I do an outline, a sort of a thing. And I will, that's usually only less than 5 pages, but I'll get that outline done. And at the end of it, I will go, wow, this sounds interesting. I should do this as a book.
Yes.
So that's how I do it. Now, you know, if you're young, by I guess when you mean young, it's like you're 23, 24, something like that.
Yes.
It's hard just to sit there at a typewriter and go, oh, I'm going to write a novel. You got to figure out where you want to go, where you want to start, where you want the middle to be, and where you want to end it.
Good advice from someone who has done this 35 different times in writing books. The book we're talking about now, and I'll focus on that, The Wanted Book. John Neeman is our guest back on the program. What inspired you? Let's take this book as an example. What inspired you to write The Wanted Book, and how did you come up with the very creative concept of using most wanted posters as the format? I don't think anybody else has ever tried anything in this format like this before. Where did the idea come from? Where did the format idea come from?
Okay, I had written a book right before called What Is Missing? I don't know if you know anything about that book, but it was based on milk cartons. It was
yes.
And I don't know if you remember, but there was a young boy, Eitan Potts, I think, who was kidnapped in Soho, and his dad succeeded in getting his face on these milk cartons. And I thought, God, that's interesting. I could do that. So I did What is Missing in American Life? And I did 40 of them, privacy, live talk, silence, resilience, manners, poetry. And I did a piece of art on each of them. And I got done with that, and that was quite a successful art installation. But I ended up thinking, geez, what that does is it telegraphs what's wrong with America or what's wrong with the world. What could I do that would celebrate what is right about the world? What's good about
yes.
the world? Huh?
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, so that's when I came up with The Wanted Book. And I thought this would not be like, let's, The Wanted Book, if you remember from those old posters, were on trees and things, and they were you're supposed to go out and kill someone.
Yes.
But because they were all bad people. And I thought, no, I'm going to do wanted, more people like, you know, that's what we need. We need wanted, more people like Harry Truman, more people like Johnny Carson, more people like Lucille Ball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I would do a portrait of them on the wanted poster, which is really done. It looks just like a wanted poster.
Yes, it does.
And it's, so I only use like 3 colors, but, and I do that, and I did the artwork first. And then I thought, okay, then I'm going to do a little tribute, kind of an essay about what makes Lucille Ball so special.
And it works. The finished product is John's new book, The Wanted Book. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. John's website is johnneeman, NIEMAN.GothamBooksInc.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You profiled nearly 60 individuals. How did you choose who deserved to be on your most wanted list? How did you come up with the names? That had to be difficult, I would think.
That was a little difficult, yes. I used the computer for that. And I would go and ask the computer, famous American singers, or famous American presidents, or famous female actresses.
Yes.
Famous, and I'd get a list. And then I would see them and go, well, some of these I don't know, or some of them I don't relate to. But the ones I would relate to, then I would study a little bit and look at them. And then, so that's how I figured out how to get 60 of them. And then I would look for a good picture of Lucille Ball. And then I'd do the art first. And then I would go, okay, let me see what I like about Lucille Ball. You know, I love Lucy.
Yes.
She had a TV show, and then she divorced Desi, and then she started the studio, and she turned into a studio maid.
Yes.
Amazing woman. Anyway, there you go.
Well, then talk about how you picked the traits. You picked traits like bravery, compassion. In fact, I'll ask you a question on that here in a second, but how did you develop the traits? And out of those two, bravery and compassion, did you choose these because we need more of each of those in the world today?
Yes, and creativity.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I did it as I explained. I would go, give me some famous worldwide people, and then I would go, and then I would celebrate it. You know, I have some young ones too. I got young ones, and I got old ones. So there you go.
It's a good cross section of people that John has chosen for the book. The short visual format seems to be perfect for today's readers. Was that an intentional decision on your part? You don't have to sit there and read five pages on Lucille Ball. You've got it pretty well capsulized, and it's very brief, and you can read it and move on to somebody else.
Yes. See, I have a rather short attention span, and I believe most Americans do,
yes,
as well. So I like to do things that that you can accomplish. You can read, you can see the picture and read in 4 or 5 minutes, so that you can do it on a train or do it on a bus or do it in the back seat of a car. Because it's very hard I think it's hard. And I've written books like this, but it's very hard for young people this time to read a 350-page book.
Yeah, everything is geared to like quick and short attention span and get on with something else. Last time we talked about the concept of flash fiction, which goes along with it. Okay, we're gonna give you a great story, and we're not gonna take 8 hours of your life to do it. Talk about flash fiction, because I love that concept. It's you're in, you're out. You got a great story, and life goes on.
I started this with actually a series of books called Art with a Story.
Yes,
the art first. And then I tried to do a short story, but I ended up realizing that these are not really short stories. Short stories can be 8-10 pages.
Yes.
And I wanted to do these in 2 pages, 2.5 pages most. And that, as I figured out, thanks to Dr. Google, that's called flash fiction. So I went, God, I'm such a fan of flash fiction. So I tend to do that a lot. And I think it's because I myself have a short attention span. So there you go.
And you write for others who have short attention spans, or just want the story. They maybe don't have a short attention span, but I don't want to commit 9 hours, 10 hours of my life to reading a novel. I'd like to do something quick and entertaining, or I'm on the train and this is something that I can read, put down, and it's over with. John Nieman, N-I-E-M-A-N. Remember that when you're Googling, you can see all of his books. His website is johnnieman.gothambooksinc.com. When you go to Amazon, for example, just click on the author's name and all of these books will appear, and so many, such a variety in different genres from John. How does your background in art and advertising shape the way you tell a story, your storytelling approach in your book? Does that background in art and advertising play a role in who you are as a writer?
I think the background in advertising does. I had some great campaigns. Coca-Cola, Can't Beat It, Can't Beat the Feeling, Hallmark, Bush. And in all of those, especially in the days I did it, I'm not a big fan of advertising now, but in my day, you used to try to tell a little quick story in 60
yes.
seconds.
Yes.
And then you'd have some copy in there, a voiceover would come in and explain a little bit why this commercial is playing. So that was, I did that for decades. So I think it kind of stuck with me when I started doing books.
When we were talking about traits that are sort of missing today, you'd like to see brought back into society, you mentioned quickly creativity. Talk about that because we do seem to lack creativity. And not to pick on advertising today, but I guess I will. You watch commercial after commercial, and nothing really sticks in your mind. Nothing really motivates you. Just the couple of commercials that you mentioned years ago that you were part of, I can remember seeing and hearing those commercials, almost do it word for word because of how effective they were. What are we missing in creativity? Is it too much work to be creative, or people don't think creatively anymore?
I don't know. I got 5 kids, and I call them all when the Super Bowl comes on. I say, "Hey, let's watch the Super Bowl." And I watch the Super Bowl mostly for commercials.
Yes.
And I am sadly disappointed. They're just I think they're not clever. I don't know. They're If you like creativity, you got to be a little clever with it. You got to, tease and
Yes.
pay off. Yeah.
John Neiman, our guest on the program, former advertising executive, top tier, web traveled the world, and now he's an accomplished writer and accomplished author. I'm gonna go back for a second to the Wanted book. Out of all those people there, you got to choose these people. They're all people in John's world now. You've got them in your book. If you could take one of those and have a cup of coffee and sit and chat with them for a while, who would that person be, and what would you like to ask them?
I think it would be Frank Sinatra.
Ah.
I've always been a fan of him. Now he's dead now, but I just thought his music was great. I thought he was such a cool guy,
He was, yes.
Where is that? No. And as a matter of fact, when my daughter got married in London, I sang for her a Sinatra song, "The Way You Look Tonight."
Oh, yes.
So I sang the whole song, and that was a little tribute to Sinatra. But that's who I would have a cup of coffee with, and I would ask him to sing for me "The Way You Look."
There you go. That's you've got the thought out, and that would be something to be able to sit with Frank Sinatra and a class. That is something. You see all these old pictures, and all these entertainers are always dressed up. They look classy. They look like they're stars. They look like they're celebrities. John Neiman, our guest on the program, talking about the Wanted book. What do you hope readers, especially students, take away from reading the Wanted book? What is it that you hope last after they get finished entertained, they learn something from reading the book? What do you hope they take away?
I hope they look around the world and see people that they truly admire. I think we have a strange world in America right now. And the world is changing with AI and everything else. And it seems like nobody likes each other,
Yes, that's so true.
So I would like them to find people that they admire. And then I would like them to try to go, "Okay, I admire Gershwin, but I'm not going to write music like that. I would like to try my hand at some music and get in a band and see what happens. Test yourself, challenge yourself a little bit. Otherwise, you're just going to sit in a corner and there's nothing wrong with this, but you're going to end up just bagging groceries in a grocery store."
Yeah, for the rest of your life. And you talk about exposing yourself. You talk about creativity and try things. Failure is part of that. How did you handle failure? Sometimes people are afraid to say something because somebody is going to say that's not a good idea, or we can't do that, or they'll be very negative about it. How did you handle that? Because in advertising, you're throwing out one idea after another. Things are going to stick, things are not going to stick. How do you handle that? How do you tell people to handle rejection, failure?
Well, I'm pretty good at reading people, reading expressions and reading their body.
Yes.
And if I have a, in those days, if I had a presentation and it wasn't going over well, let's say, I would sit there and ask the person, look, don't give up. What is it you're really looking for? What do you want? You want something a little funnier? You want something? So that's the way I would deal with failure. And I mean, I've had artwork that I have artwork that people love and admire in galleries, but I have some that just doesn't speak to them, and that's it doesn't stop me, but that's in a sense failure. It's just not connecting with people.
That's interesting. When you do an art show, and you've done a number of them, that's all your work on display. What is that like? All these people are critics. They're judging as they come in your work. And like you mentioned, some really like it. Some it's not really not their style. How do you handle that? What's that like having an art show, the build up, and then actually being there hosting it during the during that time?
Well, I've had art shows all over the world. My favorite art shows are solo art shows. Okay.
Yes.
Because I've had art shows from here to Tokyo, and because if it's all my work, there's a grand opening, I'm usually there. What I try to do, I try my best to do this, is not try to sell them, because I want them to look at it, you know. And if they see something they like, or they giggle, or they call their boyfriend over, hey, look at this. This is interesting. I might join them and say, I did that. If you got a question, I'd love to answer. But I don't try to sell it. I just try to help them along. That's all.
So you want them to buy it rather than be sold by you or somebody there pushing them in that direction. Just a couple of minutes left in the program. There's so many things to talk about, such a varied career that John has had and continues to have. What are you working on now? I got 35 books. We talked about the art with a story concept on the last program. And you'll find that if you go to the archives for This Week in America, you'll be able to listen to that. And you'll be able to look in the books and the art that he has featured by going to his website. What are you working on now? What's up next for John?
What I'm working on right now, and I'm finding it a little difficult, but I am working on it. I'm writing a screenplay of one of the books I've written.
Interesting.
The agent said they like this and they're interested in maybe converting it to a movie. And I, quite honestly, I would love to have one of my books on the big screen.
Oh, yes.
It would be a thrill for me. So I'm doing, and I've done a screenplay before, and I did a musical before. So they're hard to do, though. They're hard to do. But I literally just finished the first draft last night of this. So
so it's coming along. I like that.
Along, yeah, that's it.
Maybe the next time we talk, you'll be on your way to the red carpet for the world premiere of the movie. I would love to have that happen and be able to talk with John again. John Nieman, our guest on the program, N-I-E-M-A-N, specifically The Wanted book, but we've covered so much of John's varied career, and you'll find it by going to his website, johnnieman.gothambooksinc.com. And if you go to Google, Amazon, you'll be able to find all the information on everything there. John, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for spending some time with us. I thank Gotham Books, Inc. for setting up the conversation again today. Thank you for being with us. We love what you're doing in The Wanted book. You go through that, you'll have your favorites. And this is not a book where you're critical of somebody. If you don't like them, you're not going to find anything negative right in The Wanted book. It's all going to be very positive.
Yes, they will. And you're right. If you go, I don't really want to hear about Harry Truman. That's, you know, in my dad's time. Then you can find some people that are current. You know? So you just turn the page and you'll find another person. So
or you could take a couple minutes to learn about Harry Truman and enlighten yourself a little bit. So you've got the option to do that. You could learn something or you can turn the page. It's not going to take 4 hours out of your life to read about Harry Truman, but you might learn something in the process. John, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, you're a wonderful interviewer. I appreciate it, and I enjoy being with you.
Well, thank you. You're a great guest, and we'll do this again. John Nieman, N-I-E-M-A-N. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.